Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Raven went man camping this past weekend. He goes once a year. He looks forward to it all year. It's all he talks about.
It's a good time. I got to tell you, it was a little bit more relaxed this time. A couple of the guys passed out a little bit early on Friday night, which is, you know, kind of a downer. And then like three or four of us fell asleep in the sun for like 4 or 5 hours on Saturday. And then all woke up sunburned.
Yeah, I see your head. It's going to start peeling soon.
Yeah, probably.
You're very shiny.
Yeah. Yeah, I have put on more lip balm in the last 2 days. And it's not going to stop the lips from peeling off, but I have put on more lip balm in the last 2 days. Like, it's bad.
So one of my favorite things to do is I send Raven to man camping with a list of random questions about things happening in the entertainment business, just so he can see what his friends think about that.
I want you to understand, too, is that my friends, this is the least favorite thing that they want to do during camping.
I understand.
Is literally the last thing that they want to do.
Oh, let's see how it went.
Sure. What do you think is the real reason why Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello broke up?
I have no idea. I don't even know who that is.
Imagine living in a world where you don't know who Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are.
That's Chris. Chris doesn't know. Yeah. He's a fisherman. He works at a bait shop.
If you were going to make a TikTok video right now, what dance would you do?
The Macarena or the Humpty Dance.
I like that he had to choose between the Macarena and then he went extreme left to the Humpty Dance.
Yeah.
And I would like to actually see what his version of the Humpty Dance looks like. Do you even remember what the Humpty Dance is?
Oh, Alicia does it every party we have.
Oh, good.
Are you serious? I mean, seriously. Probably three times at one party, yeah.
Good.
Do you think Kanye is a misunderstood genius?
I don't think he's misunderstood. I just think he's crazy.
I actually agree. 100%.
Fair to say.
Yeah.
Fair to say. And at this point, we can say it because he's been destructive. If he was just a nice guy and he was having some issues, that would be one thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's pretty destructive now with the things around him.
Yep.
In the case of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, what do you think? Was it Amber or the dog?
I would hope it's the dog. I mean, you gotta be pretty upset to take a dump in someone's bed.
I'm surprised that he even knew that. I know it's a big point of the trials right now about what happened in the bed. Did Amber Heard do that, or was it the dog? But the fact that he even knew that that happened and what you were referencing, I thought was a big step.
Yeah, that's my friend that's in the middle of a separation right now. So he's probably acutely aware as to what's going on with divorce proceedings when it comes to, you know, public stuff. I mean, I can't say that he would always know that answer, but he knows that right now.
And then, you know, how Harry Styles always wears feather boas at all his concerts now is kind of his trademark. Raven decided to ask about that.
What event is appropriate for a feather boa?
If it doesn't involve Hulk Hogan or Mardi Gras, then you shouldn't be wearing a boa.
Disagreed. Anytime you can wear a boa and get away with it. St. Patrick's Day, I had a boa on just because it was green.
You know, the boa is one of those things that if you see it on the table, you walk into a room, like there's a certain amount of people that no matter what they're doing, they're going to pick that thing up.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark is one of those. So yeah. I don't know why he came out strongly on that one. He is one of those guys.
Only downfall of the boa is feathers everywhere.
That's really maybe is. The only reason, because he does think ahead, too. So yeah. It's possible.
Do you think Jada and Will get divorced?
No. Because I don't think Jada will ask for one, and I don't think Will just keep putting up with it.
I feel like Will never goes home.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think Will's been home in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't either. Yeah. I wouldn't go home either.
Then you guys got deep.
I feel like he's in trouble no matter what. I think Will's angry because everybody's angry at Will, and he have been for a very, very long time.
More of pop culture with Raven's man camping coming up next. Raven went man camping this past weekend. He goes every year. He always gets excited for it. Imagine a bunch of middle-aged men sitting in a circle trying to catch fish with their hands.
Wow.
What?
I mean, you have a different vision of it, but all right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fisher, but okay.
All right. So my favorite thing to do is I write all these random questions about things happening in the entertainment world and pop culture, and then I make Raven wait until they've been drinking at a good point and it gets late in the night,
yeah.
and then ask them the questions and record them.
They love it. It's their favorite thing to do.
Yep. And this is what it goes like.
Is Kanye a misunderstood genius?
Depends on if you understand the word, the meaning of the word genius.
Break that down for me.
Well, he's got to be some sort of successful something.
Right.
He started off so strong.
Right.
He did. I couldn't wait. Even you were excited, Raven.
Yeah.
You're like, tell me. Tell me what's a genius.
I was like, he's about to break it down. And then he pulled right back. He recoiled.
Well, he's got to be some sort of successful something.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Got it. Yes.
Thanks, Adam.
Elon Musk wants to buy Twitter. What else should he buy and why?
Can you purchase the government?
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Every time.
Yeah.
There's that guy.
Yep.
Always that guy that no matter what like you're talking about, somehow they got to start bringing politics into it.
Well, he owns the most real estate out of everybody that I know.
Mm.
So he's got a vested interest in it.
Sure.
Will and Jada, will they get divorced?
Well, you got to ask Jada.
I love when guys crack each other up.
I feel like you got to ask Jada anything.
Definitely.
She's going to make all the answers for that family.
Johnny Depp case. Was it Amber or was it the dog?
Well, there are some fetishes. Maybe Depp had one.
I mean, from the testimony that I've seen, I think Depp has got all of them. But I'm not sure that he was thrilled with that. But
the one thing that I found shocking is that a lot of the guys that you're with, they don't know who Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are.
Right.
They don't know like all these like these people and these references that you're making. But every single person you asked knew that there was an issue with somebody defecating in a bed in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
If you've been married and divorced or in a situation like that or one of those relationships before, I mean, you pay attention. You know how you're proceeding.
Will and Jada, will they get divorced?
Will they get divorced? Yes, probably. Because Will probably is never around. Enough said.
You think that's the reason why they're going to get
Tommy
divorced?
Tommy was so afraid that he would just nothing but swear. That he was just, he would pull back very quickly.
I like how he sounds exaggerated. Listen, listen.
Will and Jada, will they get divorced?
Will they get divorced? Yes, probably.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I think about this often, all the time.
Right.
These two.
I've definitely put in some thought.
Elon Musk wants to buy Twitter. What else should he buy and why?
More spaceships. And like lunar space.
That's a boy answer. 100%, right?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But
yeah.
Okay, lunar space.
What is lunar space?
I don't know. It's kind of the same thing, I think.
Okay.
Lunar space?
Hmm.
Moon space?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you think Kim is with Pete just for attention?
Yeah. He's like one of them ugly dogs with the tongue sticking out of his mouth, you know, but they're cute, ugly, but why?
The funny thing is as soon as Shaheen gave me that answer, like, I knew exactly the dog he was talking about. I did. I did.
His thumb in his mouth. And everybody's
what
got
is
that.
The tongue hanging out sideways, you know?
Everybody has that one friend that when they talk, you don't know what they're saying.
Yeah. He's like one of them ugly dogs with the tongue sticking out of his mouth, you know, but they're cute, ugly, but why?
All right, one more.
We're going to make a TikTok reel right now. What dance are you going to do?
The Russell.
The Russell?
Oh, yeah, the floss. Originally called the Russell.
Is that true?
I don't know.
We have no idea.
I guess so, but the way he said it.
I believed it.
Nobody else in the group questioned him.
Uh-huh.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.